there's a pattern of attacks on not only LGBT people, but also human rights defenders dealing with LGBT globally on many fronts. And in regard to the case that we're citing now, this is to do with Honduras, and a variety of UN special procedures monitors, including myself, issued a statement of concern calling for attention and action against the violence committed against human rights defenders, particularly in this case, Mr. Castillo, who was stabbed several times.
Speaking about Honduras in particular, what would you say is the status of the LGBT community and also those who defend them? Is it a place that's not very safe?
I would say that much depends on the context. You have to look at different regions, different countries. But as I said, there is a pattern of violence and violations committed against LGBT as well as human rights defenders. And certainly we have acted in regard to cases on Central South America, Central Asia, and other cases together. So the issue is to be vigilant and not to be complacent. While the ground situation varies from quite an open, liberal situation to a rather draconian situation of violence and discrimination.
Thank you. And now, what specifically are you and the other experts calling on? Are you requesting any particular action from the government or any particular protections?
One underlying issue is the impunity factor, where cases accumulate and there's no real resolution and there's no real apprehension and inculpation of the culprits, so to speak, or the alleged culprits. So a major concern for the UN is the issue of impunity. Secondly, the issue of effective investigations, as well as remedies, reparation for the victims. And in this case, concerning Honduras, which is a public case, what we have received as information is that the prosecutor is now undertaking investigations. And we would encourage effective investigations that will lead to accountability to overcome any implication of impunity, as well as reparation and remedy for the victims, together with preventive strategy in terms of building a law enforcement environment which is empathetic towards LGBTI people.
Mr. Muntaborn, is there any final message you would like to leave with our listeners?
Well, this case illustrates a situation where investigations are ongoing, so we're still waiting for follow-up information. But I think ultimately the strategy has to be a holistic strategy, comprehensive, ranging from preventive measures, prevention, building a good core of people, law enforcement, community, against the possibility of violations, against institutional violence, effective protection of people and their rights, covering everyone without discrimination and violence, and remedies, and accountability. And under all that, I think the empowerment of people in the law enforcement factor is very important. So checks and balances, I think, very important in all societies where the public can be involved in preventive measures in the law enforcement field so that they can act as an effective watchdog, so to speak, so as to check and balance against the possibility of violence.